This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is a checklist for Shamanda Felt for the biggest, baddest rumble to ever happen in Cloud City. Number one, confidence, lady. You need it to get through these next couple of days because you talk a big game and now you really got to show it. Two, deodorant, because everybody sweats, okay? And that's fine. You're just going to also, number three, bring darker tops. Four, establish strong female relationships. This is the hurdle that will get you through the battles of life. Without strong female friendships, who are we? Six. Shit. Okay, cross that out. I think that was five. You know what? Eight. Have it together, even if you don't think you have it together. Okay? We got this. Okay, XOXO, Shamanda motherfucking Felt.
Hello, friends, in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we usually use the game Monster of the Week to tell a story of intimidating initiates and wrestling rivals in the real and actual 2007. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And baby, I don't get ready. I get goddamn gorgeous.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeff Murdoch, and today I'm playing a dojo member named Rucksack.
Hi, everyone. I'm Erin Rain, and today I'm playing a dojo member named Sarah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and today I am playing a dojo member named Becky Meyer. But that won't be the character's voice.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and today I'll be playing a dojo member named Dorinda Medley.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julia DiFerdinando, and today I'll be playing Serena Ladd, and I came here to play.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yes, we are so excited to have with us today a very special guest, a dear friend of all of us from so long and so dear, Julia DiFerdinando. Thank you for being here, Julia. We needed a Serena Ladd. We needed somebody who could really go toe-to-toe with Rashawn and Shamanda, and you were the only person on our list.
So, I'm going to do my very best.
This is very exciting. But before we continue, of course, we have to do ads. So we want to hear from this week's Mystery County sponsor. And Julia, do you remember the name of the business that we're doing this week?
Oh, yes, of course. It's called Sweet Teats.
Sweet Teats. What did they sell?
All sorts of things with the letter T. Teas.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Teats.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sweet Teats.
Is this like they put in their business application as Sweet Treats, but they misspelled it? Or
we'll find out.
We'll see.
Okay, fair. Yeah, ready? Yeah. I don't want to pooch it.
Yeah, here we go.
Boy, oh boy, I sure am hungry, but not for something savory.
Me neither. I don't want anything that's too yummy.
And you know, I'm tired of eating all those S foods.
Yeah, soups.
Sandwiches.
Sardines.
Sauerkraut.
Soups.
I wish someone had some, I don't know, tea foods.
Tea foods?
Shibling, 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 shibling. Hello.
Oh, it's a fairy that just came out of your coffee cup.
Oh.
Wait, my coffee. It's now
tea.
What?
That's right. Bing. Bang. Wait. Bong.
Oh, oh my gosh. My soup is tiramisu.
Ooh.
Just with a little sprinkle of magic, anything can become a sweet tea.
Mom, can I have tacos tonight?
Sure, kid. As long as we can the sweet teats.
Hey, that mom looks just like her daughter.
Thanks.
Sweet teats.
Come try it.
Come try it.
Well, gang, it's sunrise in the Cloud City. As the rest of the as the rest of the mystery as the rest of
Morning.
The monster Jesus Christ as the rest of the monster hunting club is off dealing with the library and Susan's big reading, Shamanda got pulled away. As we know, Shamanda told Serena Ladd that Serena could join the dojo if she beat Shamanda in solo combat in a fight at the Cloud City. So we are at Whoopi Goldberg's Cloud City, the home of settling scores and winning big. Agatha Wright is there, Whoopi's right hand, welcoming everybody in. Rashan, what does the Cloud City look like?
I think the Cloud City is if you just chop the top of a mountain off and all of that floated to the top. So you've got basically like a disc cut out of a mountain, and in the cloud, in the atmosphere, it's shrouded by clouds. Like, you wouldn't know it was there.
Absolutely. Obviously, the normies down below have no idea. They just see a big cloud. But for those in the know, those in the dojo, it's the Cloud City. You're all there at the peak of the Cloud City. And looking around, Shamanda, you can see other, countless members of the dojo, other EGOT members, everybody there. In support of Whoopi. This isn't the first Cloud City that you've been to. And I think Cloud City is kind of what they just call like this event when it happens. Mm-hmm. It's where everybody resolves things within the dojo. It's where you go to become a member of the dojo. And it's where you go to either settle scores, to move up the ranks, to show yourself. This is where, it is a dojo of excellence and good grades, which means, academics and other things are part of that. Part of that is just physical challenge, just being a strong young woman ready to face the world and her competitors in the ring.
It's the Olympics of womanhood.
The Olympics of womanhood. Exactly right. And that's what Agatha Wright is saying, is she's welcoming everybody in. For you, Shamanda, it's been a little weird because you have not been in touch with Whoopi much at all since everything went down with Adam and Adon Miller. Olive and Dark and Derek and all of that. It almost kind of feels like you've been getting a bit of a cold shoulder.
Yeah, I haven't. Normally I'm able to talk to Whoopi directly, but I've been given like a middle person.
Yeah, this Agatha, Whoopi's right hand, is kind of the only person coming through. And today, the same thing. When you got here, Agatha was talking to you. Did you try to ask for Whoopi or anything?
Yeah, I was hoping to get a token of favor from Whoopi, kind of like a custom headband or something, just to know that I'm in her good graces.
Yeah. And Agatha was like, I'm sorry, Shamanda, we can't do that today. This is, as you know, the Cloud City, and there's no favoritism. Also, Whoopi's in her skybox, and it has asked not to be disturbed. And you look up, there's a mirrored glass skybox just right at the edge of the peak. Like, I imagine there's kind of like the peak is it like of this mountain is like a caldera, like an old volcano, so there's like an edge around it, and just drilled into the side of the edge of this is one skybox with mirrored glass.
Shamanda waves.
And at that moment, there's like a air horn going. All of the dojo members are there, and the day's festivities begin. Everybody starts competing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I love the marketplace at the Cloud City. It's where
the happening is. Fresh eggs.
Old bread. Old bread.
Books. I've got books.
Oh. After
a bit of cloud, it's a quiet dojo.
We cut forward a couple hours. Ooh. It's winnowed down.
Good afternoon.
I walked into that one. That one was on me. It's in the afternoon. There's been a lot of combat and things, and it's sort of settled down. There's six people left in Totem here. We have, of course, Rucksack.
Hey!
Sarah.
Hi.
Becky Meyer.
Hi.
Dorinda Medley.
How about you don't say my name unless you have something nice to say?
Ooh. Serena Ladd.
Hey there.
And Shamanda Felt.
It seems this is the best they've got. Hello, ladies. How you doing?
And yeah, the rest of the dojo, you know, some of them are banged up, some in casts, but they're all, you know, watching. How do they react to that, Shamanda, that trash talk?
Oh, I imagine I like came into like a, or I guess our like lounge area and like threw down my bag and just like really made myself at home. Like I'm going to go to the charcuterie board, maybe get some Gatorade, see what's popping.
Great. So this isn't like the green room before the fights.
Mm.
Wonderful. So Agatha Wright comes into the green room and is like.
The Illusions Lounge.
The Illusions Lounge. Yes.
Incredible.
She comes into the Illusions Lounge and she's like, you're all doing wonderful today. Whoopi is very proud of all of you. And I just wanted to let you know, we are so impressed that we are raising the stakes. For you last six, not only in the instance of Serena, will you be granted membership, but whoever comes out on top of this, Whoopi has decided we need to have real stakes to this. And she's looking at you, Shamanda, while she says this. And Agatha's like, whoever wins, wins leadership of the dojo.
What?
Prepare yourself accordingly. And she turns and she shuts the door, like hurries out before you can say anything, Shamanda.
Oh my gosh, Shamanda like reaches for her bag to like find an inhaler and realizes she doesn't have asthma. And what?
And in that is where we are going to enter into our game for today. Normally we play Monster of the Week, but today we're going to be playing Soaring Lions by Dale Elvey. This is a pro wrestling game that I thought would be pretty fun to mod for our dojo experience. I'm going to be explaining how it goes throughout. Basically, there's two stages. There's a spotlight stage where the players introduce themselves and kind of do things outside the ring. And then there's a wrestling stage where we do things inside the ring. And there are a few different types of wrestling matches that can happen that I'll explain as we go. But first, we need to create our characters. So for that, you obviously have your character names, you know, rucksack and everything else. But this being the dojo, there is a lot of drama attendant to it. So it is assumed always that anybody inside fighting in the Cloud City has a kind of a thematic character that they play in addition to who they are, right? So much like pro wrestling, you have a costume, you have a character name, you have a signature move, you have those. So
Tyler,
yes.
May I give an example of like people who are around?
Yeah, previous dojo, yeah, previous winners of the Cloud City. Please.
There's been Big Business. She wears just like big panties and works like a really nice corporate job, but you don't really understand what it is. But she like likes that mysterious, like Chandler season two, very much like we don't know what you do, but you have a lot of money.
Exactly.
There's Animated.
That's
she does
great.
Caricatures of everybody. She's really great. Lisa Carr is here, obviously.
Of course.
There's also Mona Lisa Simpson. Do not ask her to smile. It's a whole thing. And then there's Bookish Tease Washington.
Oh, wow.
She's a tease and she's kind of workshopping her name.
But there's something there, and everybody agrees with that.
Yeah.
Bookish Keys, Washington.
As we play this, you have two stats. It's endurance and acclaim. Basically, at the start of the game and at the start of each match, you have 10 endurance and 0 acclaim. Over time, your endurance will go down and your acclaim will go up, presumably. So just keep pen and paper on you to keep track of your endurance and your acclaim.
Okay.
Most importantly, we need to know what drives each of you. So there are 11 options available to you. You can either roll for a random drive or I can read off to you the list and you can pick from it. Does anybody want to
roll?
Roll?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Alan, why don't you go first for us? So roll 2d6.
Okay, great.
And which d6 are you using?
I'm using my face dice.
In this one, you want to use numbers so that I can give you a number in response.
I got a 7.
Okay, great. A 7 is being the best.
Love that.
That's your drive. You want to be the best.
I want to be the best.
Does anybody else want to random roll? Otherwise, I can tell you the list.
I would like to.
Jeff, go ahead and roll 2d6.
Please, my name's Rucksack.
Sorry, Rucksack.
9.
Rucksack on a 9. Having fun.
Correct.
I would love to roll.
Okay, great. Roll 2d6, Shamanda.
3.
Okay, you are here. Oh, wow, this is great.
Oh, gosh.
You are here to start a revolution.
Wow.
That's really interesting. Wow.
I'll roll 2.
Okay, go ahead, Serena. Roll 2d6.
I got 4.
4. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
This is good.
I'm looking at the sheet.
Because 4 is taking over.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Serena, lad, you are here to take over. I fucking love that. Aaron, Claire, do you want to roll or do you want to pick?
Go ahead,
Aaron.
No, I said go ahead, Claire.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to do 10, a promise made.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, Aaron, you?
I am going to do 11, helping others.
Helping others. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then for the rest, for our friends at home listening, just to give you the rest, 2 would have been creating harmony. 3 is starting a revolution. 4 is taking over. 5 is getting attention. 6 is revenge. 7 is being the best. 8 is fighting injustice. 9 is having fun. 10 is a promise made. 11 is helping others. And 12 is causing chaos. So these are the reasons why you're here. These are the reasons you're in the ring. And just to further establish it, these drives are things with the other people that you're against. So a promise made is a promise you made to somebody either that you're competing against or that will force you to compete against somebody. You know what I mean? So these are like the internal politics of the dojo at play here. A lot of these are very like very obvious where it's coming from. Let me ask, so Serena, you're still waiting for your shot at Shamanda, but you have competed against other and won, obviously, because you're in the final 6. How has it been for you here at the dojo so far?
It's been really exciting to challenge myself and also very easy at the same time. So I've been having a great time so far. I'm looking forward to leveling up, I'd say. Yeah.
Which it makes total sense to me because I've been thinking about this because Serena Ladd is the most popular girl in Mystery County.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's the coolest girl anymore ever since Shamanda moved in.
Well, I mean, do you have to say you're cool to be cool or?
It's kind of by like popular demand.
Damn. Yikes.
It's what it is.
I don't know.
Hi, sorry. I'd also like a smoothie too. You're kind of crowding the smoothie bar over here.
It's nothing. I just
think you're hot shit back in Mystery County, but you're not. We're in the Cloud City now, babe. You're on my turf.
Well, and that's the thing, Shamanda, for you. So Serena's always, you know, been outside of the dojo and whatever. As she said, it has been a little easy. And Serena, now that you're kind of in, you're able to make friends and stuff. So like,
yeah,
there she is. It's Serena.
Hey, hi.
Oh my God. Literally. Hi.
Oh my God.
Hi. Serena. I love your skirt.
Yes. She's new. Everybody. So new. So fresh.
Good afternoon, Serena.
Hi.
You're going to love it so much.
Serena, will you sign me?
Yes. Bend over.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
And into this space, everybody roll 2d6. So this is how we'll find out who's going first in this.
6.
All right.
2d6s?
2d6s. Yeah. Just tell me the total.
11.
9.
Wow.
4.
3.
8. Ooh.
6.
Serena is 4. Aaron, what did you get?
3.
Okay, great. Well, that works out great. So Claire rolled the highest.
Work.
How convenient.
I win.
Yeah. So Becky Meyer, you get the first of the spotlight moves. So here is how this is going to work. As we go, there are 6 moves that you can do during the spotlight. What we're going to do first, obviously, is have you introduce your character, what they look like, what their Cloud City persona is. And then you'll pick a move. So first order of business, Becky Meyer's comes out into the center stage, spotlight hits her. What do we see? Who is Becky Myers' alter ego in the ring?
Yeah. First thing you need to know is Becky Myers is 6 feet tall and she is dressed in traditional, like, Italian garb from the 1800s. It's a pleated black skirt and like a black corseted top. And she's got like a little white doily in her hair. And she, I forgot. She also has vampire fangs.
Okay, great. And does she have a persona name?
Yeah, it's Florence Bitingale.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I had time today. I had a lot of time at work.
Wow, that is so good. Okay, great. And then I'm going to leave it up to you guys whether you want to say what your special move is now or if you want to reveal it at a key moment in a fight.
In the ring. Yeah.
I'd say hold on to your special move, actually. But so you come in, oh my gosh, Florence Bitingale enters the stage, and you are here with a promise made, and you have a moment here. So your options essentially at this point are to grab the mic, which is to do a monologue to the dojo and everybody here, and this gains you acclaim. To offer an alliance, which is to choose another character and offer and make an offer to them. And if they accept, then you can do tag team matches for them, or you can run in to help them when they are in a match of their own. You can only have two allies at once. If you call someone out, you can challenge somebody to a wrestling match. If they refuse, they have to pay to acclaim. If they accept, the match happens immediately. You can ambush somebody, so you can just attack somebody outside of the ring. If it succeeds, they'll be injured for their match, and so they'll roll at disadvantage, essentially. And then you can prepare, which gives you 1 point of acclaim, but it gives you an advantage in your next match. You'll be able to re-roll all of your dice once for a move. Grabbing the mic gives you 3 acclaim. Offering an alliance gives you 1 acclaim. Which one would you like to do, Becky Meyer?
You know Florence is getting on that mic.
Okay, great. You're going to grab the mic?
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Roll 3d6 for me and add the highest 2 of your rolls.
6 and a 5. 11 again.
An 11. Great. Okay, you fully succeed and you get 1 point of acclaim in addition to the 3 claims. So you're at 4 acclaim currently. What is the monologue that you give to everybody as Florence Bitingale takes the stage?
As I have the mic, first of all, I just walk over to one of the dojo girls who has done a fight already and is just battered.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my hand on her and she goes back to completely normal. Like, totally fine, totally healed. And I'm like, countrymen, friends, it is I, Florence Bitingale, the demon that accidentally killed Florence Nightingale. On her deathbed, I promised
death
her.
Deathbed?
Deathbed, yeah.
She died on a focaccia?
Yes. Excuse me. On her deathbed, she made me promise her that I would heal the world I have destroyed. And that's what I'm here to do today. I can either heal you with my hands or ruin you with my teeth.
Crowd goes nuts.
My teeth.
The dojo is just like, woo,
yeah. People throw bread from the
thing. Oh, I love that.
It's like kind of a thing.
Bread, yeah. Bread.
So on an 11, you did so well, you actually get to go again. You get to make another move. This time you will take a penalty to your roll. So you'll subtract 1 from this roll. But basically, as long as you keep succeeding, you keep getting to roll. But your rolls will take more and more penalty. So, yeah, Claire, you do that monologue. Everybody's going nuts. What do you do next? You can do another monologue if you want. You can offer an alliance. You can call someone out, or you can ambush somebody, or you can prepare for your next match.
I can't, you know, I'm doing another monologue.
Great. Go ahead and roll again. So roll 3d6. We'll add the highest 2 and you'll subtract 1 from it.
Uh-oh. Okay. So it's just a 9 this time.
Okay. That's still good. So this time you don't get additional acclaim, but you do get 3 acclaim. So you're at 7.
Wow.
And what do you say? This Agatha Wright goes to grab the microphone from you and you turn and take it back.
Yeah, I turn into like seemingly shadow. And like as the like dust settles or the shadows clear, I'm holding the mic again, but in a different spot.
Whoa.
Countrymen. Friends. It has come to my attention that there is evil in this place.
Oh.
Fear not. I am here to save you all. That's right. The stakes have been raised. Oh, and I pulled two stakes out of my dress.
Oh, the meat kind or the wood kind?
The wooden kinds.
Okay.
Why would a vampire have those?
That's how unafraid she is.
Yeah. Wow. She doesn't give a shit, dude.
I like that wordplay.
That's like a human being pulling the pin on two grenades.
100%. And bread again thrown at me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're getting more bread. You're building this crowd up and up. You got a 9, which means you get to roll again. This time you will subtract 2 from your total.
Damn.
So which of those moves are you doing? You have 7 acclaim right now, so you don't have quite enough to book a special match, but you can do anything else you want. You can grab the mic again, offer an alliance, call someone out to have a regular fighting match, ambush somebody, or prepare. Which is it?
I'm going to prepare. And I'm bringing out 2 IVs of blood.
Whoa.
Okay, one great. For me that I'm just put straight into my like mouth.
No!
And the other for someone in the front row who I'm like, you, sir, I'm anemic.
Good afternoon.
Great. Okay. So now roll 3d6. And this is your 3rd roll, right? So you will subtract 2 from the total to see how well this goes.
Yeah, it's just a 6. And so I do think the crowd doesn't love that I'm sucking the blood in front of them.
Honestly, so on this, on a 5 to 6, you succeed. But it is the end of your turns. So yeah, the crowd loves it. And I think what it is, the crowd fucking loves it. But you did just stick an IV in. You're not drained of any blood, so you're just putting extra blood into you. And I think it does make you a little faint for a second. And you just sort of sit down next to the person that you are giving extra blood to, and you start eating a cookie.
Yeah, well, and I am drinking the blood, but yeah, the point stands.
Yeah, yeah. So let's just say, you know, you just focus on drinking the blood for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're preparing. This all makes sense. You're readying yourself.
Storyline perfect.
It is.
Am I still at a 7, Tyler?
Now you are at 8. You have 8 acclaim. So the next time through, you can spend that acclaim. But for now, you're just going to hold on to it because your turn has ended. So we'll move to the next highest on the list, which is Alan. So Alan, Dorinda Medley steps forward. What does Dorinda look like?
For a second, everyone's like, wait, where's Dorinda? And then you hear this music sting and it's like, I just want to get your attention. And Hey Daddy by Usher starts playing and, Dorinda emerges into the light. And Dorinda, it has taken on her alternate persona, a wrestling persona, father figure. So she emerges in like some shiny loafers and, like a leisure suit. And she's got a giant mustache, like gummed under her face, and a headpiece that's like standard male pattern baldness. And she comes trotting out to grab the mic with a jug of milk in one hand.
Okay, great. So are you grabbing the mic? Is that the move you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to grab the mic.
Okay, great. Go ahead and roll 3d6 for me now. And we'll figure out things from there. So
3d6?
3d6 and add the highest 2.
It's a 12.
Oh!
You get plus 1 acclaim. You'll get to make another move in a second. So you're going to get 4 acclaim total for this. What's your opening monologue?
Okay. Father figure grabs the mic and looks around kind of disappointed at everyone in the crowd and the other fighters. And kind of shakes his head. He takes a deep breath. Puts the mic up to his lips and he goes, Father figure don't need no DNA test to tell these ugly kids ain't his. Gather round, children, because daddy
Daddy's home.
Daddy. Father.
Alan, you get to go again. What are you going to do?
I'm going to call someone out.
Oh, shit. Okay, great. Yeah. Who do you point at?
I point at Rucksack.
Okay. What's the call out?
Hey, you.
Huh?
Yeah. Looks like you just earned yourself a timeout.
No. I want to have fun, though.
You're grounded.
And at that point, the ring, you know, the ropes immediately rise out of the ground around you two. Everybody cuts to the side, and we are in a match. Great. This happens immediately. Although, yeah, because... Jeff, Rucksack, you can't refuse because you don't have any acclaim yet.
Yeah,
so you just have to do this fight.
And I want to. You're grounded, Dad.
Does Rucksack have a persona, by the way? I didn't mean to jump you before you could establish yourself.
No worries. No, and yes, Rucksack does.
Yeah, so to determine who goes first in this match, each of you roll 2d6 and add your current acclaim total.
Okay, I have zero of those.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Even with my 3 acclaim, I got a 7.
Well, it's actually an 8 because you have 4 acclaim.
I
got a 9.
But
Rucksack got a 9. So
yes,
Rucksack enters the ring. Rucksack, you haven't had a chance to be featured, but what do people see when they see Rucksack enter the ring?
They see a giant backpack in the ring. It's wiggling around, and then it busts out. The zipper pops open, and there's pens and pencils and paper clips go everywhere. And Rucksack says, "My name is Jan Sports."
Oh my God.
Then it's time to take you back to school.
Oh my God. This is my favorite thing we've ever done. Great. So we're now into the match. So here are the options within a match. Rucksack, Jan Sport, you get to go first. Your move options are as follows. You can hit, hold, slam, leap, do a signature move, or do an illegal move. Leaping you can't do as your first move. So a leap is like any sort of high-flying move, okay. Like from the ropes or anything. Yeah, like an acrobatic sort of a thing. A hit is a hit. A hold is, you know, grabbing somebody. A slam is sort of slamming them to the ground like a suplex or a pile driver or anything like that.
But a suplex is not a leap?
A suplex is not a leap.
Okay. Good to know.
And feel these, you know, use these loosely. Basically, each one has a hit does the least damage, but is also the easiest to do. It doesn't take any endurance on your part. Holds do a little more damage, take a little bit of endurance, and so on and so forth down the line. Illegal moves don't take any endurance and do a lot of damage. But if you roll poorly, you're immediately disqualified.
Oh, I like that.
And you lose the match.
Damn.
Yeah. Your signature move also doesn't take much endurance and does a lot of damage, but you can only do it once per match. The way that we'll do this is the same way we were doing the spotlight moves. You're going to roll 3d6, add the 2 highest. And if you succeed, you get to keep going, but you take a penalty. If you fail, the other person's turn happens. There are 3 things you can do during a match. In addition, they cost acclaim, which is you can dig deep. So at any point, you can spend 2 acclaim to add 1 to your endurance. You can do this as often as you want. You can run in. If you've made an alliance with somebody, you can spend 2 acclaim to tag in and push them out and run in and join them in the fight. But you can only use the illegal move. And then you can also force a tag, which is during a tag team match. You can take over for your ally. So all of that being said, what's going to happen here is as you're doing moves, you're going to track your endurance.
Cool.
If your endurance hits 0, you are out. Damage takes away from your endurance. So if you take 2 damage, subtract that 2 from your endurance total.
Okay.
First person to 0 loses the match.
Okay, and how much endurance do we have again? 7 or 8?
10.
10,
okay.
10. So, and then you will get, for a regular match, you get 1 point of glory if you win, and 4 points of acclaim.
Ooh.
And again, whoever wins the most glory at the end of this wins leadership of the dojo.
Oh.
So, okay. Stakes are high, and into all this Jan Sport, what's your opening move in this match?
I think I pop out of this backpack and I just run right at our dear friend. Wait, what was your name again, Alan?
Father figure.
Father figure.
and I'm just going to do a clothesline.
Okay, great. I think that would be, would you call that a slam or a,
oh,
no,
I
that's
saw
just
it.
Like a hit.
Yeah, I saw yeah. under hit.
Okay, great. Yeah, so roll 2d, or roll 3d6 and add your two highest.
Okay, it is a 9.
Great, that succeeds. So you do 1 point of damage.
Yeah.
As Jansport just pops out of the bag, runs across, and just clocks Father Figure across the neck. Father Figure goes down. Jansport, it's still your turn. You get to roll again, or you get to do another move. What do you do?
Oh, dude, I'm gonna do a, let's see. So he's down on the ground. I want to do a, what the hell, I'm going to do a slam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the slam look like?
So basically he's on the ground, so I'm going to just like pick him up. And wear him like a backpack and then fling him over my back
roll
over 3D, my front.
Roll 3d6, add your two highest, subtract one.
Okay, my 3d6, it is going to be a 9 minus 8.
An 8. Okay, great. Yeah, that succeeds. So yeah, you do it. You do 3 points of damage to Father Figure. It does take 2 endurance from you.
Ugh.
So okay. it wears you down a little bit, but it is your turn. You can go again.
Little winded. I'm like, I'm going to take this to the ground and I'm going to, I'm going to hit him again. I'm going to elbow smash.
Okay, great. So roll 3d6 and subtract 2 from this one.
Okay, 2 from this one. This is a 9 again, minus 2 is 7.
7. Okay, great. It works. Yeah. So what is your hit?
I'm doing an elbow drop.
Okay, great. Yeah, you just hit Father Figure square and smash. Great. Okay, and what's your next move?
It does. Father Figure does that thing where he like just is rolling around on the mat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
just like,
yeah.
Just really selling it.
Looking for a Lego.
Yeah, Father Figure, what is your current endurance at?
I'm at 5.
Okay, great.
And and Father Figure starts lighting up a cigarette.
I think I'm gonna like start like raising my hand to the audience, like, come on, yeah, smoke gang's bad, smoke gang's bad,
and then I'm, gang's bad.
And then I'm climbing, I'm climbing to the top rope.
Okay, you're gonna do a leap.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, great.
Okay,
go ahead and roll. Yeah,
I'm rolling 3d6. What am I doing to that?
3d6 minus 3.
Okay, 3d6 minus 3. So I need at least a 9, unless it fails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man. It's an 11 minus 3, so 8.
That's an 8. Wow. Okay, great. Yeah, so describe this leap.
I'm like, smoke, gangs, bah, smoke. And then I'm just like on the top rope, and I think I just like sort of stand up straight, and I just lean forward and like fall like a plank.
Which fits, because you do take 2 points of endurance damage yourself. But yeah, you do 4 points. Yeah, so Father Figure's down to 1 endurance.
Dang.
But this is it. Jansport, you get to go again. This time you have to subtract 6 from your total.
Ooh, damn. Okay, I think right now I'm just like laying next to Father Figure and I'm just going to like backhand him. Like, we're both on the ground. I'm just like, bah, like going to flop my arm out.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Jesus.
3d6 minus 6. All right, 3d6. Okay. Add the 2 highest and minus 6.
Okay, it's an 8 minus 6 equals 2.
The 2, it fails. So yeah. Father Figure, how do you block this?
I put up the milk jug and Jansport just hits the milk jug and it explodes and shoots milk all over them.
Oh, the crowd goes wild.
Oh,
Father Figure, milk. It's your turn. You're at 1.
I get up.
Endurance.
Milk. I get up. I like do that thing where I'm on all fours and I shake my head to clear my daze. Mm-hmm. And then I get up to my feet and I'm like, ooh, my back. Oh, my back. I'm an adult man. And I'm going to do an illegal move.
Oh, okay, great. Wow, this is big.
Yeah.
This is big to do. Okay, what are you doing?
While I'm hunched over with, I'm like, oh, my back. Ooh, I'm going to see if I can get away with just ripping a fart in the face of Jansport.
Roll 3d6 and add the 2 highest.
Okay. 6. 6.
I hope no kids 2. Are listening to this episode.
So 12.
12. Oh, wow. It does succeed. Ooh. You get a point of acclaim.
Nice.
So you are at 5 acclaim now. And remember, you can use that acclaim at any time to trade it in for endurance.
Oh, I know it.
And you, you successfully do it. Jansport, you take 3 points of damage from this fart.
Oh, that stinks.
And father figure, you get to go again. What are you doing?
Father figure uses the propulsive effect of the fart to leap up to the turnbuckle. And I'm going to do a backflip off the turnbuckle and just full body slam onto.
Okay, so this is a leap situation.
Dang. Yeah, this is a leap. And unfortunately, in order to do it, I have to get some endurance back. So I'm going to dig deep for this.
Okay, so you're going to...
Because it costs me endurance no matter what, right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay,
okay, so you're spending 2 acclaim to dig deep.
Dig deep. 4 is 8 minus 1 is 7.
Yep, it succeeds. So you do a leap and you hit, you come down, father figure comes down onto Jansport for 4 damage. And father figure, I mean, you get to, this is your winning move. What happens?
Yeah. I land full force on Jansport. And then I get up and I, instead of pinning Jansport, I grab him by the earlobe and pick him up and drag him to the edge of the ring and just ring him out into the timeout box.
Oh, wow. Jansport's there. The crowd goes nuts. Everybody's cheering. Agatha Wright comes in, holds up father figure's hand.
I can be your father figure. Father figure starts grilling.
Yeah, absolutely. And then here's the best part of it. So, and then it comes back to you, back to the spotlight. And I believe you had rolled a 9. Is that right?
Yes.
So you actually get to keep going.
Oh,
so
sick.
You get to do another move. You
I get a claim for winning the match as well.
And you get a 1 point of glory for winning the match and 4 acclaim.
Okay, great. My next spotlight move is going to be, I'm going to offer an alliance to Serena Ladd.
What?
Whoa.
I'm like, you, Serena Ladd.
Oh my God, me?
I've never had a kid I liked, but you could be the first.
Sounds cool.
Oh,
yeah, of course.
Okay, great. You get so father figure, you gain 1 point of acclaim, but also roll to see how well this goes with the audience.
And we do that handshake that Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger do.
Yeah. 3d6, and I think this is your second roll. So you're is this your third roll or your second?
Third. This is third.
So you
grab the mic
too. Yeah.
So that puts me at a 6.
Ooh, okay. So you're going to succeed, but after this, this is your last move. So yeah, the crowd loses their mind for it and you sit down.
The daughter I always wanted. And I look at Shamanda and I go, but never had.
Oh, wow.
Has Serena told everyone her persona?
Not yet.
Mm-mm. Oh.
We have not heard it yet. It's Rucksack's turn. Rucksack, you're getting up, you're bruised and battered, but you've gotten your endurance back. What are you doing in the spotlight?
Oh, I'm grabbing the mic.
Okay, great. What are you saying to the audience?
Listen, that battle, that was unfair. That was not a fart. That was a milk fart.
Huh?
What does he mean by that?
Goes, what?
What?
Roll 3d6 and add your highest 2.
Okay, that is a 9.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? The people that get it, get it.
Yeah, they get it.
People that get it, get it.
And they love it.
And Rucksack, then you get 3 points of acclaim from that.
Thank you.
So you're at 10 acclaim, and you get to make another move. What are you going to do?
Ooh, I'm at 10 acclaim?
Yeah, so you can the book a special match move is open to you.
Oh.
If you want it.
Okay, so after that whole fart thing, I'm like, but you know what? Let's bygones be bygones, and I'm going to ambush father figure.
Okay, go ahead. Roll 3d6, add the 2 highest, and subtract 1.
Tyler, I know this isn't in the rules, but just in case Serena wants to do something, can I give her 2 of my acclaim?
I see no reason not to. You're in an alliance, absolutely.
Wow. Serena, hey. Lad, I don't know what you would possibly do with them, but yeah. I'm giving you two a claim from my little stockpile.
Oh, how convenient.
So, Rucksack, what do you get?
I rolled a 10.
A 10? Okay, great. Yeah, you succeed. So, not only do you succeed, but you get plus one acclaim for it. You subtracted and everything?
Yep. That was a 11.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. So what is it you do to father figure while father figure is leaning over giving, you know, acclaim, which I guess in this is just sort of like good vibes.
Yeah. I think I fill up father figure's pants with thumbtacks.
That's all.
Quickly and quietly. And then father figure, you go to sit back down, and then you are injured for your next match, which means the next time you wrestle father figure, you roll 2d6 for every move instead of 3d6.
That's brutal.
Wow. That is brutal. And the crowd loves it. They're eating this up.
Yeah.
The dojo is all about ethics, but not inside the ring.
Stop eating.
So, Rucksack, you get another roll. What is it you want to do? You have 11 acclaim.
Yeah, I think, should we do a special match?
Yeah! Get the whole gang in there.
Yeah, so the way a special match works is the following. If you want to do it, you can announce a special match. You get to pick who competes in that match, so you don't have to. You can make other people do it, and you get to pick what type of match it is. It will happen at the end of this spotlight sequence, so after everybody has gone through, then the special match will happen.
Yeah, I'm calling out a battle royale.
Ooh.
Oh. Hell yes.
Okay, so after Aaron goes as Sarah, we are going to have a battle royale.
I cannot wait.
And then go ahead and roll 3d6 minus... 3, because this is your fourth roll, is that right?
Yes.
Or is it your third roll?
I took the mic, I ambushed, and...
This is your third roll, so minus 2.
It's a 10, minus 2, 8.
Okay, it works. So you get to go again. What are you doing now?
I want to... what do I want to do? I want to prepare for this battle.
Okay, great. So you get an extra point of acclaim, and go ahead and roll again to see what happens. This time you will subtract 3.
I rolled a 10 again, and that will be a 7.
Okay, a 10 again is a 7, so that works also to prepare. So you get to do another move, and you get 1 point of acclaim. So you're currently at 4.
Yep, that is correct. And you know what? I'm going to offer an alliance with... I'm going to offer an alliance to Shamanda.
Bold.
Okay, yeah. Shamanda, you're feeling kind of down and out. You're seeing Serena get this. And then Rucksack leans over. And what does Rucksack say?
Hey, I've always looked up to you. I think Serena's kind of bogus.
My God, I think so too. Like, she's just like schmoozing everyone. It's not like genuine. I genuinely care about people. And I genuinely don't care about people. You know, it's not like I'm putting on a show.
Absolutely. Hey, if we do well, do you think I could join the Monster Hunters Club with you?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Sure. I can definitely get you a meeting.
Oh, for real? I think Adam is so cute.
He is, isn't he? Just like the cutest guy ever. And you're totally his type.
Really?
Great. So you have an alliance now. Jeff Rucksack has an extra point of acclaim from that. Go ahead and roll again. And let's see. What happens this time? Okay. That was your fourth roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is your fourth. So subtract 3 from the total.
Okay. Okay. I rolled a 6, 6, and a 5. So it's 12 minus 3.
The 9. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Great. So you get to do another move.
Okay.
Wow. You must be real proud of yourself.
I'm having a fun time.
I did.
And then I'm going to ambush Florence.
Okay, wow, you're just ambushing left and right.
I'm a cloud 9.
Yeah, go ahead and roll one last time to see how well this goes. So 3d6, add the highest 2, minus 6.
Okay, I rolled a 7, so I rolled a 1.
Okay, yeah, this does not work. Florence Bidingale, how do you stop this ambush? Or what is the ambush that you're trying to do, Rucksack?
I'm trying to switch the blood with Dr. Pibb.
Dr. Pip.
Or Mr. Pip. I don't know. Yeah,
you can get anything at the Cloud City. And
yeah, he's got a doctorate up here.
Yeah, Florence Bidingale, what do?
Before he even moves, I have tied his shoelaces together. So when he runs at me, he eats shit.
Jansport just sprawls across the ground. Everybody just boos. Nobody likes a poor ambush. You went too far.
You're making us look bad, Ruck.
I'm sorry. I should have used a regular pip.
Don't bring a doctor around me.
In the interest of keeping things moving along, I'd like to propose a slight change to stuff, which is to have the rolls. The penalties go one on the first, three on the second, five on the third,
smart,
and seven on the fifth.
Yeah. Just, oh, yeah. Or we could be on the mic all night.
Here all night.
Right, exactly. So with all of that said, then, Rucksack, that's your turn. Big moves made, a battle royale at the end in place, and we move on to Shamanda Felt. And that's where we'll end our episode for today. Join us next week as this dojo fight gets flipped on its head. Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County, or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we are so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Campaign Skyjacks takes place in an original setting inspired by folktales and classic adventure fiction. James D'Amato leads Liz Anderson, John Patrick Cohn, Tyler Davis, Johnny O'Mara, and in recent episodes, Nathan Blades, as they tell a story of daring sky pirates, giant birds, and a terror of a cursed sea. It's funny, dramatic, and at times emotionally devastating. Just search for Campaign Skyjacks or James D'Amato on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
She lives!
Holy shit.
That was insane.
That's the best guest interest we've ever had.
It really was.
Julia was literally born.
That I could have lost my pants.
Oh my god. Oh.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.